Head Start, one of the largest government programs created to help low-income preschool children and their families, soon will undergo a huge change in its focus. The Bush administration has decided that 3- and 4-year-olds must take a new literacy test to make sure they're leaving Head Start ready for school. Critics warn that an emphasis on test scores could disrupt the program and jeopardize its 37-year mission. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Since its beginning in the summer of 1965, Head Start was expected to do a lot. Provide medical care to 3- and 4-year-olds who'd never seen a doctor, feed kids with little to eat at home, and help working poor parents improve the quality of their lives and their children's lives.
My mommy let me wake up and then she brought me to school.
Head Start centers like the one 4-year-old Caridad attends in Washington, D.C. today are often the only safe place where children can learn about music, play, and of course, numbers, colors, letters, and words.
Some children already know how to write their names. I encourage them to do that. Some children cannot.
Rosa Flores, a veteran Head Start teacher, says of all the things she teaches children, motor skills, social skills, language skills, nothing is more important than preparing kids to take the first steps towards reading.
There are some particular skills that I'm looking for.
So would it be fair to say that by age 3, children should know how to hold a book?
It's correct, because it's the skill, the grasping skills that I'm looking for.
By age 3, should a child know all their alphabet?
No. Absolutely not. By age 4, they should know at least 10, recognize at least 10 of the letters of the alphabet.
Why just 10? Where did that come from? Who decided that?
It's an expert that have observed and evaluate children throughout their lives. And they put some guidelines for teachers to know.
It was actually Congress that mandated these guidelines back in 1998. It was a major shift, given that up until then, Head Start really had no formal academic curriculum. Today, the Bush administration is not at all confident that Head Start is focusing on literacy or adequately preparing children for school. So it has proposed that all 905,000 children in the program be tested. Wade Horn is Head Start's top administrator.
We are not talking about putting kids in rows of desks with bubble sheets and having them fill in with number 2 pencils. That would be a ridiculous way of assessing children in 3 or 4 years of age.
Right now, says Horn, every Head Start center is free to choose its own tests, which vary in quality and often rely heavily on observation. The new tests, which will cost $2 million to develop, would require a one-on-one interview and a series of tasks.
Knowing how to approach a book, that a book is a book, it's not a plate. Knowing that you start at the front of a book and go to the end, not at the end and go to the front. And it also means for, as embodied in the congressionally mandated outcome measures, that non-English speaking children make progress in the acquisition of English.
After all, says Horn, the government is putting $6.7 billion into Head Start.
Don't you want to know whether, in fact, that $6.7 billion that the taxpayer is investing in this program is actually paying off in better outcomes for kids?
That's a legitimate question, says Dr. Samuel Meisels, president of the Erickson Institute, a graduate school in child development in Chicago.
Excellent teaching is inextricably linked to excellent assessment. There's no doubt in my mind about that. The question is this the way to go about it?
Meisels, who has spent 25 years developing early childhood assessments, says children this young can exhibit a huge range of abilities that standardized testing cannot accurately gauge. So, he says, testing 3- and 4-year-olds is of marginal value to educators.
Science does not support this approach. The evidence tells us that only 25% of what we can know about children is predicted from tests that are administered in preschool. So science does not support this.
It's ludicrous to say that science does not support assessing children, even in the preschool years.
Again, Wade Horn.
I understand. I'm a child psychologist. I understand that there is a range of acceptable and appropriate developmental skills at any age. This is an assessment system which we believe will help us determine whether kids are actually progressing as a consequence of their enrollment in the Head Start program.
Many Head Start teachers aren't so sure that's the goal. At this Head Start Center in Frederick, Maryland, just watching kids put their toys away and get ready for lunch can yield valuable information, says Lisa Brown, who oversees curriculum and assessment here. Brown says she worked very closely with local public schools to decide what school readiness and pre-literacy skills should be. So if the federal government really wanted to know how Head Start kids are doing, Brown says it would look more closely at the data that's already available, not at a test score, but at portfolios, which have become common in Head Start programs. Brown pulls out three brightly colored folders.
This is an example of where the child's growth is. I can ask a child at any given time, here, what letter is this? And they might say an A. But what I need to know is that a child knows that A not only today, but tomorrow, a week from now, and 3 months from now, because that shows you that the child has learned that. Kids can pick up things that they said 3 and 4 and lose it very, very easily. That's developmental for them.
A standardized test is merely a snapshot in a child's life, says Brown. It won't tell Head Start teachers anything they don't already know. It could, however, restrict what teachers can teach, says Brown.
Because the teachers fear that if they don't have a good score, that it's going to impact on them. So I don't quite understand why the push is there, unless it's the resource that Mr. Bush needs to say Head Start isn't teaching kids.
Like many Head Start teachers, Brown believes the Bush administration is intent on using test scores to rate, rank, and shut down programs. Wade Horn says that's not the reason for introducing this new test.
We are not going to use this information to determine whether a particular grantee is going to continue to be funded or not. This is not a pass-fail test for local Head Start programs.
Although very few people have seen the new test, President Bush wants it to be in place this fall. It's not clear how much it will cost or where the money will come from, but Head Start teachers must begin training this summer to learn how to administer the test, whether they agree with it or not. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.